Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servants, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Okay, I'm excited to be here this morning. And first of all, I'd like to appreciate my pastor. He's not here this morning, but Pastor Gwenga Shafe, for this privilege and opportunity to be ministering to the house again this morning. And I do not take it for granted. Also, our mother in the house. So she's the only woman, well, maybe apart from my mother, that can shakara me for now. For now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Are we ready for the word this morning? Can we open our Bibles to 2 Corinthians 3:18? 2 Corinthians 3:18. The Bible says, "But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord." Hallelujah. This morning I'm going to be speaking on the title of my message, "All Flesh Shall See the Glory." The glory of the Lord, we are changed into the same image. We are changed what? Into the same image. We behold and we are changed into what? The same image. And the Bible does not leave us at that position. The Bible says we don't just stay in that same image. We go from what? Glory to glory. Hallelujah. So when Pastor Omi says it's from glory to glory to glory, I say, she has almost started preaching my message. So, but the Holy Spirit caught her right on track. Praise God. So today we are going to be talking about all flesh. All flesh. There's a story in the Bible, in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 4. I want us to quickly move there, verse 18. Let me start from verse 19. The Bible said, "And his daughter-in-law, Phinehas' wife," this was talking about the daughter-in-law of Eli, "was with child, near to be delivered. And when she heard the tidings that the ark of God was taken, and that her father-in-law and her husband were dead, she bowed herself and travailed, for pains came upon her. And about the time of her death, the woman that stood by her said unto her, 'Fear not, for thou hast borne a son.' But she answered not, neither did she regard it. And she named the child Ichabod, saying, 'The glory is departed from Israel, because the ark of God was taken, and because of her father-in-law and her husband.' And she said, 'The glory is departed from Israel, for the ark of God is taken.'" Glory is really not a term that can so much be explained in its context, except you look at the root word, maybe the Greek and the Hebrew. The Hebrew word for glory means kavod. And when you talk about the Hebrew word for glory, it means heaviness. So when the Hebrew man is talking about kavod, he's not talking about beauty or splendor. He's talking about something that is heavy. Something that has burden. Something that is probably a vector quantity. But the Greek word for glory is called doxa, meaning beauty, meaning splendor, meaning brightness, meaning radiance. When we see the word in 1 Samuel chapter 4, and we see the woman that was with child, And she decided to name her son Ichabod, saying the glory has departed. And we come back to the New Testament in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18, where he does not just tell us that the glory has departed, but he tells us that we are changed into a same image. From what? From glory to glory. So for the Christian, the glory does not depart. Is somebody with me this morning? For the Christian, the glory does not depart. If you read the background of 2 Corinthians chapter 3, you will see that Paul was trying to explain that in the time of Moses, they had to put a veil over their faces. Because the glory had an image. And because you could not directly interface with the glory, a veil had to be on your face. But when Jesus came, when Jesus died, that veil was what? Torn into two. Then we had an express entry. And as we began to look on him, as 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, as we behold him, we are done, we are changed into the same image. The same image. The same image. Our expression becomes brighter. Our expression becomes radiant. We have a glow. We glow more with the Spirit. Why? Because the glory is not stagnant. So you look at different scenarios. You look at the old covenant. You look at the new covenant. The Bible says that the people had to tell Moses, see, we don't want to talk to God again. Go and be conversing with God. Listen to me. It was the Ten Commandments that was being read. And just as the Ten Commandments was being read, the people had to put a veil over their faces. The Ten Commandments, it didn't lead to eternal life. It led to death. Is somebody listening to me this morning? The Ten Commandments did not lead to eternal life. It led to death. How much more the Holy Spirit that God has in you, that Jesus died and allowed to come into this world, and the Bible says, as you behold him, you are changed into the same image from glory to glory. I'm getting somewhere this morning, and I want you to follow me with your spirit. Let me look at the dictionary definition of glory. The dictionary definition of glory means great honor. It means very great praise. It means something marked by beauty and splendor. So if we have actually listened to this definition, we'll see that if glory has a definition or it has some synonyms, it also has something like an antonym. So if you want to look at an antonym for glory, you can probably say an antonym for glory is shame. An antonym for glory is reproach. And the Bible says, for the Christian, for the believer, it is from what? From glory to glory. The Bible also says that the path of the just is as what? A shining light, describing the glory. That does what? That shineth more and more. Unto what? The perfect day. So as far as Jesus is on the throne, and as far as your relationship with him is intact, your level is not from glory to shame. It is from what? Glory to glory. So I'm here to announce to someone here this morning. The Bible says in Isaiah 61 verse 7, it says, for your shame I will what? Give you double. Are you listening to me this morning? For your shame. Wherever the devil tried to bring shame. Because my own plan is from glory to glory. Because what I do is not evil. I don't walk in the places where there is darkness. It says you have been translated from where? From the kingdom of darkness. Where? To the kingdom of his dear son. Your inheritance is in glory. The Bible speaks in Revelation chapter 5 that part of what was purchased by the blood was glory. It says, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive for us. One of the things he was received for us was glory. If you have it, you have it. You can't lose it. Except you are not redeemed. Except you are not bought back. Your inheritance, part of the package of salvation that was given to you was glory. So your life is made to be beautiful. Your life is made to be honorable. Why? Because you have the inheritance of glory. Is somebody with me? So when that woman was at the point of death, and the people came to meet her and said, you are caring for the ones that are gone. Now there is a new life in front of you. The Bible said that she didn't listen to them. She paid no attention to them. But when it was time to name the child, she named the child Ichabod. Ichabod. You might have had some experiences in your life that you might have named Ichabod. But I'm here to announce to you that that experience was not Ichabod. It was from glory to glory. It looked as if God wasn't going to work it out for you. But this morning, I'm trying to announce to you that that was from glory. Listen to me. The Bible says that when Jesus was about to be buried, they were rejoicing in hell. They thought they had won the victory. The path to the throne is the cross. When Jesus was hung on that cross, the devil was saying, yes, we have him. Yes, we have the victory. But the Bible says that if he would have been wiser, assuming he had known, he would not have crucified. Who? What he was bringing to you was glory. So the Bible will say in Psalms 24, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. That who? The King of Glory shall come in. Then there was an obstruction at the gate. The gate started speaking back and said, who is this King of Glory? Who is this King of Glory? Then the Bible started saying, the King of Glory, the one who is strong and mighty. The TSB version says, the one who is invisible in battle. Are you listening to me? I am the King of Glory. So God is not done with you. Are you listening to me? There's an invisible hand behind the scenes over your life. There's an invisible hand behind the scene over your life. A sister was sharing testimony in church last week. And as she was sharing the testimony, she said something that really intrigued me. And she used the phrase, I carry the Holy Ghost. You know, I started saying it to myself all through the week. You carry glory. You carry glory. Doors are to open in front of you. Because when you enter, when you get in front of it, you are, even if they are asking, who is the King of, you carry the King of Glory on your inside. Doors cannot be shut against you. The King of Glory. Sometimes last year or 2 years ago, I got to the city of Ibadan, and because I do a lot of projects, so I drove and I got to Ibadan, and some local government boys started to arouse me, and they wanted to impound my car because I didn't have a permit for interstate to be able to carry some stuff. So I said, okay, let's go. So we got to their office, and I just took a corner, and I started praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Then a woman came and said, Oga, is it your car that they brought in just now? I said, yes. He said, okay, leave me and them. Then she went to meet them and said, don't you know this car? It's our Oga's car now. The people started asking and saying, Oga, okay. He's coming from Lagos. If your guy is here, your guy should be in Ibadan. It is that motor he money. It's our Oga's car. I just left there. I was just standing there. Even if I knew someone in Ibadan, that's not the day I will call. That's not the day. Sometimes allow the Holy Ghost to do his thing. Are you listening to me? Allow the Holy Ghost to do his thing. Then as she was going back and forth, then another man came who was one of their top boss in the office. I said, see, I've been trying to wink at you since. What's happening? What happened? I said, this is what I came to do here. He said, you know what? I will call their Oga, the guys in charge of the mobilization on the road and everything. And he will speak to them. When he finished speaking to them, whatever you have, those guys that build me say, if I don't pay 25,000, I'm not living there. I didn't mean 25,000. So he called them. Then they came back to meet me. I said, who do you know in this Ibadan? I don't know anybody. I don't know anybody. I know some people, but there's a greater person that I know. Are you listening to me? Oh yeah, how much will you give us? I said, well, what I have is 2,000. I said, oh God, do something now. I said, what I have is 2,000. See, it's like I already, because my boy was with me. I was almost going to give him to go and eat self. He said, no. I said, okay, let me look at what I can add. Just do something. I said, maybe I should add 700. You know what you are doing? You are not doing that figure again. 700, they say, the power is not your hands. 700. Instead of you say 500, 1,000, 1,500, it's 700. You carry the King of Glory. You carry the Holy Ghost. Isaiah 40. Sorry, I don't know the time to stop. Verse 4. The Bible says, every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked place shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. See, I've read these scriptures quite a number of times. And anytime I read verse 4 and verse 5, I always think they are talking about two different things. But they are talking about the same thing. There's something you must do for the glory to be revealed. Please follow me. The Bible says every valley, let's go back to verse 4. Every valley shall be exalted. Every mountain and hill shall be brought low. What's he saying again? And the crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. Hey, we are English students. We wrote WAEC. You then see what? A colon. What will then happen? And the glory of the Lord. There is who you have to be, and there is what you ought to do for the glory to be revealed. When it was time for Moses to go back to Mount Sinai and receive the commandments, the Bible said, today, when you are coming, don't allow anybody stay around the foot of the mountain. Don't allow any of the camels and the cows to come and graze around there. Listen to me with your spirit. Moses told God in Exodus 33, he said, show me your glory. He said, you want to see my glory? There's no man that can see my face and live. He says, well, I will do you a favor. I will pass by. You won't see my face, so you will just see my back. It was only that back that Moses saw. He started to write Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning was the... Oh my goodness. Only that back. Yet the Hebrew man till today is still cannot believe that there was a Christ. Moses only saw the back. He said, no. There was something before the beginning. Are you with me this morning? There was something before the beginning. Show me your glory. Take me from glory to glory. Take me from glory to glory. I don't know if you are satisfied. I don't know if you test for more. But that's the cry. That's the yearning. That's the desire. Take me from glory to glory. In my spiritual life, take me. Take me from glory to glory. I might have seen the sick healed. I might have seen the drunkard give his life to Christ. But no, there is still a glory. That's why Paul will come back in Philippians chapter 4 and he said that I may know him. Oh God, you are gone on first missionary journey. You are gone on the second missionary journey. You came back in this Philippians chapter 4 and you said that I'm, who exactly is this person you say you want to know? Then he will be speaking in that same Philippians chapter 4. And he will get to verse 19 and he says, and my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches. Where? In where? Your problem is not what you have or what you don't have. You need to be relocated from glory to glory. Are you with me this morning? The Bible says we are changed into that same image. We are changed into that same image. We are changed into that same image. We look on him. The Bible says he who looketh into the perfect law of liberty. James, chapter 1, verse 17 or... Media, help me. James chapter 1 verse 25. The Bible says, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, the Bible says, and continueth therein, he be not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in where his deed. I say there is what you ought to do and who you ought to become. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 tells us the image. There is what you ought to do and who you ought to become. Isaiah chapter 40 says, every valley shall be exalted. Every mountain and hill shall be brought low. When John saw that his case was different, the Bible says he went to the desert. He was feeding on wild honey and locust. That's not an ordinary man. When you know that your destiny beckons, that's where you know you need to separate yourself. Jesus arrived at the tomb of Lazarus. And about John chapter 11. Starts from verse 4. John chapter 11 from verse 4. The Bible says, when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but what? But for the glory of God, that the Son of Man might be glorified thereby. Oh God, your friend is sick. He is very sick. What is the matter with glory with sickness? Sickness does not glorify God. How can you say that this sickness will be for the glory of God? But no. He says, my ways are not your ways. Neither are my thoughts your thoughts. This sickness is what? Not unto death. But for what? For the glory of God. But for the glory of God. But for the glory of God. I came to announce to you that your situation is for the glory of God. What you are passing through is for the glory of God. You know people who are influential and can help you in your family. Yet God is not leading you through that route. Why? He wants to take the glory. Is somebody with me this morning? He wants to what? He wants to take the glory. He wants to take the glory. That's why the first thing that the first thing you do when you're in tight situations matters a lot. The Bible says there was darkness on the earth, gross darkness. Yet, what happened? God did not start complaining. God did not go fighting with the devil. The Bible says, and the spirit. You're locking into the spirit. Listen to me. There is a point it comes to. It's not a matter of what you're passing through. It's not. The Bible says that a lot of us, we tend to consider ourselves. We are mindful of what we are passing through. We are mindful of the situation that we are in. In Romans chapter 4, the Bible was talking about Abraham. That the Bible says he considered not his own body. Give me that verse. Romans 4, I think from verse 17. He considered not his own body, now dead. Even though he was 100 years old. The Bible says, yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. The Bible said he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. But he was strong. Doing what? The matter of glory again. Are you listening to me? The matter of glory again. What's happening to you is not a matter of who you want to help you. Or the fact that there's nobody that can help. He considered not. Will God be the one to take glory in this situation? What am I to do at this point? What am I to do? If you are blessed, you are blessed. So in John chapter 11 verse 4, the Bible says that when Jesus heard about this, he told them, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be revealed thereby. Please let's jump to verse 39 of that scripture, John chapter 11. The Bible then speaking says, Jesus said, take ye away the stone, Martha. The sister of him that was dead said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh. The same thing, consideration. By this time he stinketh, for he had been dead 4 days. Jesus said unto her, Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest do what? See the glory of God. If thou wouldest believe, believing is the being part. Are you listening to me? Believing is the being part. You are working out your faith. You are laboring in the word. There is a position you ought to get to. Where God says that, okay, I think I am now ready to take the glory for this. Because every other thing is now dead. That's the position Abraham got to. God, if you actually say you will do it now, I believe you. Because I can't do it again. My engine has knocked. I can't do it again. So the Bible says, another version of that scripture says, even in consideration, he considered it not. Where he could have considered that, God, you will be a liar. The Bible says even when he was about to consider that, he considered it not. We are the one helping God. We want to be co-partakers of God's glory. That's why the glory has not yet been revealed. Are you listening to me? We want to be co-partakers. We want to be co-partakers. Yes, now. I knew the MD. That's also why I got the job. I have some connections. And God is saying, my glory cannot be revealed in this situation. Every valley shall be exalted. The mountain and hill shall be brought low. I think Pastor is timing me from where he is. Sir, please just help me write how many minutes I have left. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. You are getting it. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 41. 1 Corinthians 15, 41. You will... The Bible says there is one glory of the sun and another glory of the moon and another glory of the stars. For one star differeth from another star in what? In glory. Thank you, sir. One star differeth from another star in what? Tell yourself you are different. My time of arrival is different. He says there is one glory of the sun. There is another glory of the moon. There is another glory of the stars. He says for one star differeth from another star in what? In glory. Why you are worried is because you are seeing what's happening around you. There is a timetable that the world has set for you. I'm supposed to be married at this time. I'm supposed to have a good job at this time. I'm supposed to have a car by this time. I'm supposed to have a child by this time. It's supposed to. So, timetable of supposed to. We differ. Our arrival time. Our timing of destiny. It's different. God, set my life apart for your glory. I don't want to be among the mixed multitude. Set my life apart for your glory. Set my life. The Bible says that when Moses finished from the mountain, there was a young boy. His name was Joshua. He will continue at the foot. He could not go to where Moses was praying to pray. At the foot of the mountain, that's where he will continue to pray. When it was who was going to take over, listen to me, it was not a matter of contest. That's why the Bible will say in Isaiah 60, arise, shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord is what is risen upon thee. You can't shine without light. Glory does not come when there's no light. Glory cannot be revealed where there's no light. We are going to rise up shortly to pray. Because for someone here this morning, God wants to take you to another level of glory. God wants to take you to another level of glory. You have seen some things. God. Right on me. Hallelujah. Praise God. God wants to take you, this standing ministerial, to another level of glory. Honestly,
When I came to, or when I started following Pastor Gbenga, what I'm doing now, in 10 billion years, I would never have seen myself doing this. I had my plan set. God has altered my plans too many times. And if the glory will be revealed, you have to be ready for that. You have to be ready for that. He says, arise, shine, for your light has come. Your light must come today. Yes. And the glory of the Lord is risen, is risen, is risen. Your light must what? It must come today. It must come today. It must come today. It must come today. So this morning, we are going to be rising up to pray. He said, the path of the just is as a shining light. It shineth brighter and brighter. I like that scripture that says more and more, more and more. The intensity becomes much brighter. It becomes much brighter. Becomes much brighter. The Bible says, as we behold him, who are you beholding this morning? Who are you beholding? Who are you beholding? In whose image do you want to be changed into? In whose image do you want to be revealed from glory to glory? Can you read, rise up this morning and begin to say, Father, take me from glory to glory. Take me, take me, take me. Take me from glory to glory. Take me from glory to glory. Take me from glory to glory. Remo shepria makanto brebo zia malagada. Erapoko shekatele brononge dia lebranos. Epakuria mekente poria makanto. Take me, take me, take me, take me, take me, take me. Arebebekete poria bakatabaya. Eparemo kozia prenon shadaya. Eria pokore peketeli bramanondia. Take me, take me, take me. Take me from glory to glory. Take me from glory to glory. Eregedele garanakuria keria kozekete. Oh, rekatele pelekotia, eramoko sekete, eramo sekeria nekura, erapapoke remanundia. It says we are being changed. We are being changed. The transformation starts from one level of glory to another. Erababare kezutia, erababale geregedebosa. Ribako sepete boriana montia, eramakante belemoria mokondo. Eramokore pekeria moturia akanta balebronondia eramokosa kande keria gadano o rebedebelebelebelebele bogodoria ekarebe kazutu reketaye eramalo koria makanda. Take me, take me, take me, take me. Let me be changed from one level of glory to another. Erabaleke rakature erabababagale borodononi alamande. Are you praying this morning? Are you praying this morning? Marema kozepe elenrondo epariamo kozekete eranokozia erababale boronogodia. Take my ministry from one level of glory to another. Oh, take my marriage from one level of glory to another. Take my business, take the work of my hands from one level of glory to another. Eragadale kerodogeria nakada. Hey, take my children from one level of glory to another. Ye canta borreme de belebosia, e canta borronoco de berebolodonia, e ragadele borrodogore baila bale, e carrono curia casia, e rabahele baragonde, o rondo godole bregade. Can you pray? 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 Eramatoria. Eh, caramando sekende. Eradosi alaba. For in Jesus' name we are prayed. The Bible says in John chapter 11 that this sickness is not unto death. You are going to lift up your voice and say, Father, every contrary situation in my life right now, Every misdirection in my life right now, turn it around for your glory. Turn it around for your glory. Turn it around for your glory. The situations that are contrary, the misdirection, the confusion, turn it around, 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 turn it around for your glory. The delay, the disappointment, the discouragement, turn it around for your glory. Every confusion, every misdirection, every contrary situation in my life, in my family, in the life of my children, in my business, in my ministry, turn it around for your glory. Yekato pele molondia, yekeremo kuzia perando sekete, rapakata le porodo dodia labane, yekapato pere anamande, erapapakata le porono nongole baranose, eranakuria mekuzia me, erapapako sekete le barododosia, arapaka sekete. Turn it around, turn it around, turn it around. Are you talking to the Lord this morning? Are you talking to Jesus this morning? Every contrary situation, every misdirection, every confusion. Turn it around, turn it around, turn it around for your glory, for your glory. Turn it around. Eremando shekeria mosoto, erapariembo tosia. Ekato pele po shekete. Iparoto poko shekete. Ekasata bale brododia. Erapaba de bolo dobre rebosia. Ekata berege de bolo doboriana mande. King of glory, introduce yourself in my situation. King of glory, introduce yourself in my situation. King of glory, introduce yourself in my situation. Arepo shekete. In the same vein this morning, can you begin to declare, Father, set me apart. Set me apart for your glory. 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 Yes, 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 yes. Set me apart for your glory. Set me apart this morning. Set me apart this morning. Set me apart this morning for your glory. For in Jesus' name we are prayed. You give beauty for ashes. You give. You give, you give, you give.
You give
beauty for ashes. You give.
There's a restoration of beauty.
You give. you give.
Yes, 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 yes.
Favor for shame.
You give, you give, you give, oh.
You give.
You give, you give.
Beauty for ashes.
You give, you give, oh.
You give. Favor for shame.
Iano.
Iano, 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 Iano,
oh yes,
Iano, Iano,
Iano,
Iano, Iano,
Iano,
Iano,
Iano,
Iano, Iano, Iano.
Now wonder,
sing now wonder.